Spending a year in space is not an easy undertaking, which is why, before we hear this contrary opinion, we want to emphasize that what Mark and Scott Kelly are doing is really, really incredible.
We love what NASA's doing, like almost everyone, I think, in the nation. Scientific American, we're huge fans of NASA. In this case, NASA is trying to use the International Space Station as a research platform. It's been underutilized as a research platform in the past. It's good they're using it more.
Lee Billings there, an editor covering space and physics at Scientific American. Despite his praise for the project, he's a little dubious of NASA's twin study.
If we know how to fix the problem, rather than just studying it, shouldn't we be doing that?
Basically, Lee says we already know space is harmful. Scott Kelly's year-long stay will provide us with more details. But microgravity and cosmic radiation, space travelers have been dealing with these problems for years. So if NASA really wants to get humans to Mars, we don't need more details about just how bad it is. We need to come up with long-term solutions. And Lee says we already know what some of them are.
Back in 1903, actually, there was a Russian named Konstantin Tsiolkovsky who talked about a possible way to combat this microgravity. And essentially, all you have to do is you just have to rotate your spacecraft, and you'll get a centripetal force that's along the outside of it. So you can imagine a scenario where you could spin a spacecraft to get either a fraction of Earth gravity or even full Earth gravity. And then you don't have to worry about microgravity as much.
So this is basically the same concept that we saw in the movie Interstellar, right?
That's our producer, Taylor Quimby, talking with Lee.
Yeah, it's in Interstellar. It's in 2001, A Space Odyssey. What always happens in these sorts of Hollywood films is they will bring in some advisor from outside, some technical advisor, and almost always the technical advisor will say, well, you know, you want to send your crew to Mars or to slingshot around the sun or to another star or to Jupiter, wherever you want to go, you're going to have to spin the spacecraft.
The issue, of course, is money. It would cost lots and lots of money to research, test, and eventually build a rotating spacecraft. And NASA did once have plans to start testing its viability.
There was actually a module that was slated to go up for the ISS, as we call it, called the Centrifuge Accommodations Module. A small centrifuge that you could use to test varying levels of gravity, artificial gravity. On biological samples, so like, you know, mice or water bears, small creatures.
But that module was canceled in 2005 for budgetary reasons.
I guess in science fiction movies, the space programs always get a bigger budget.
Yes, they do.
So to be clear, Lee absolutely gets why NASA is spending more time researching the effects of space than coming up with a solution. Basically, they're just working with what they have.
MEQ, initiate data logger.
And meanwhile, the agency is operating the Hubble telescope,
Roger.
Building the James Webb telescope,
Roger.
Running the International Space Station,
T-minus 1 minute,
investing in contracts with groups like SpaceX,
T-minus 1 minute,
working on lots of other missions, like the Mars rover Curiosity.
And liftoff. At dawn.
The problem with researching the health effects of space, Lee says, is partly a philosophical one. When do you stop?
At what point is it good enough? At what point will we have enough information to say that astronauts can be sent safely to these various destinations?
Whatever the case, we all wish Scott Kelly and cosmonaut Mikhail Konienko the best of luck on their year-long orbit. What they are doing is invaluable and incredibly brave. Lee just hopes that someday NASA gets the funding to take this kind of research to the next level, to transcend the information gathering and move toward a solution. And to be honest, he also wishes Mark Kelly and Scott Kelly were eating the same foods for the next year.
Are they not actually eating the same foods?
Oh, no.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
See, there's stuff like that. I mean, I guess maybe they just can't control for everything, but it's like, come on. Well, come on, because one thing they're doing is they're studying the microbiome. They're studying their poop.
Yeah.
So it's like you're going to be eating different things, and then you're going to hope to get some useful data from their poop by comparing it. Like, that's not doesn't work that way, pal.
I know.
You know, like, what is this, rocket science?
Lee Billings, an editor at Scientific American, where he covers physics and space. You can check out Scientific American's commentary on NASA's year-long mission. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.